Hello, my pet. By now you should have arrived at the hotel, picked up a key at the front desk, and made your way to the room, anticipating, anxious, excited, not knowing what the evening will bring. You're a bit surprised when you let yourself in and I'm not there. In fact, the room is totally undisturbed, except for a package sitting on the bed with a note. For you, my pet, a present. I'd like you to wear this tonight. Put on everything you find in the package and stand in the center of the room. I'm waiting for my arrival. It's a large package. You're expecting a new dress, maybe some shoes to match. You open it in giddy anticipation to let out a gasp when you see the contents. There are a pair of shoes, extraordinarily high stilettos. You look at them and wonder how you can possibly be expected to walk around in those. But your eye instantly goes from the shoes, which were resting on top, to what is most assuredly not a dress. You take out a leather bodysuit, more of a corset really, with buckles, and it only comes up to your breasts, designed to push them up, to present them to your master. 5 buckles allow it to be perfectly fit, tight. And there's a snap for the lower part that will be wrapping around your bare pussy. And that's not all that's in the package. You see 4 cuffs, one for each wrist, one for each ankle. Leather with a buckle, lined to be comfortable. Each one with 2 D-rings. Your mind starts imagining what those will be used for. Also, one last item. Very similar, in fact, to the wrist and ankle cuffs. A neck cuff. Again, lined with the buckle to be tightened. And also with D-rings. You can't stop your face from flushing, just feeling each of the items, the smell of the leather, the texture, and their intended use. I know you, my pet. I know your pussy is already starting to get wet. And you haven't even started to put anything on yet. So don't dawdle, my pet. You need to put everything on nothing else, and stand as instructed in the center of the room, awaiting my arrival.
I'm in the clothes that I've been wearing to college. So, I have a tight-fitting pencil skirt on, and some black tights, and my black leather boots, and a simple chiffon white shirt. I stare at the contents of the box for a moment. My skin is starting to shiver, and I can feel my pussy tightening. I can feel my insides starting to squirm, thinking about what might happen, what I might do, what my master will do to me, what I will do for my master. I shake my head, thinking that I need to get changed before you get through the door. I don't want to be punished. I slowly unzip my boots and start to slide them off. I put them neatly in the corner of the room, making sure that they're neatly put down so that I don't cause any mess in the room. Then I start to roll down my tights, rolling them down to reveal my legs that I know you love so much. My legs, which I personally think are my best attribute. Small ankles and nicely shaped calves. I then put those tights next to the boots. I start to work on my shirt, unbuttoning it slowly. I get distracted thinking about you doing the same, thinking about my master in front of me, undoing each button for me, one at a time, slowly, slowly revealing me to him. My hand wanders down as I unbutton to my bra, and I can't help but cup my breast. I feel so ready for my master, so wanting of him. I snap out of it again, trying to concentrate on what I need to do for him, for you. I then slip the chiffon shirt off my back, and I fold it neatly and put it next to my boots. I then slowly unzip and pull down my skirt. I like to feel my body as though you are feeling it, Master. Feeling every curve, my hips, my waist. And then I slip that off and put it again by my boots, making sure that it's neat, that I won't be punished for making the room untidy for your arrival. I then reach to the back of my bra, and I start unclasping it. I let it fall to the floor. I feel my heavy, heavy breasts in my hands, cupping them, feeling them as though you would. God, it feels so good. I could easily get too distracted and just pleasure myself right here and then, but I know you'd know, Master. I can't hide anything from you. And I want to wait. I want to wait so that I can pleasure you, so that my pleasure is for your pleasure. And I then reach to my panties. Oh, God. I can already feel how moist I am inside. And I pull them down to my ankles, and I step out of them. I look at myself briefly in the mirror to make sure that I'm shaven and exactly how you want me to be. I then move my underwear again to the corner of the room. I turn and I look at the box again. And I put a shaky hand out to reach for the bodysuit. I've never ever worn anything like that before. And I feel the material in my hands. I smell the leather. This is what my master wants me to wear. I slowly put my legs through the leg holes, and I pull it up. It's a tight fit, but it feels nice against my body. It feels like it was meant to be there because my master chose it to be there. And I then I tighten it up with the buckles, pushing my breasts up as I do so, making sure it's tight and fitting to your liking. I then turn back to the box and look inside. I take the shoes and I take a deep breath before putting them on the floor and slipping them on. I keep my balance, and I turn back to the box. I look inside, and I see the things that excite me the most. The cuffs. My body tenses as I know exactly where they go, and I know exactly who they belong to, and therefore who I belong to, especially when I'm in them. I can't think of where I'd be tied to, maybe the bed. I don't know anywhere else. I'm looking around the room, thinking about what the possibilities could be. I bite my lip, smiling a little, knowing that whatever the possibilities are, they will be wonderful. And I then slowly take out the two ankle cuffs. And I put them around my ankles, bending down. Bending down, trying to make the most of the feelings on my body. The feeling of the leather, the feeling of the lining of the cuffs as I tighten them with buckles. I hope that's tight enough, although... deep inside, I know that my master likes them tighter on me. But I leave them as they are. Slightly loose, too. Allow for my comfort. In my head, I keep going over all the possibilities, thinking, will he be pleased with how I look? Will he be pleased with my following of instructions? Have I done it completely right? I then turn around again, feeling the ankle cuffs move as I do so. And I take the two wrist cuffs and I put them on my wrist. One on my left wrist, feeling the soft lining. As soon as I do it, I feel an almost instant calm. I almost instantly know that it's where I'm meant to be. It's what I was born for. I then move and I put the other cuff on my other wrist, on my right wrist. And I relish the feeling. And I think what it would be like when you're finally in the room and you can do whatever you like with these cuffs. I turn again and the final cuff is sitting quite happily in the box. I pick it up with both hands and I put it around my neck, fastening it with the buckle. Not so it's too tight. Although, again, like the other cuffs, I don't know whether my master would like them tighter. I turn and I face the door, standing. Well, I guess I'll soon find out, I think to myself. I put my hands behind my back. I spread my legs as well as I possibly can with the enormously high stilettos. And I keep my chin up. My breasts presented, waiting, and waiting, and waiting.
I have been waiting, patiently, in the lobby bar. I saw you come in, my pet, so focused, not even giving a glance to the crowd of men in suits, of which I was blending in, positioned in the back, so I had a view of anyone who would enter the hotel lobby. You're so very focused, and going to get the key, and getting up to the room as soon as possible. I've intentionally delayed my arrival. And what seems like an eternity to you, standing, waiting, your mind thinking of all the possibilities, what I have in mind for you, not being able to stop yourself, your mounting excitement, as you stand just waiting for the door to finally open, hearing footsteps in the hall, being disappointed when they pass the door. Still not me. Now, I sit slowly enjoying my drink, knowing that you're waiting. Finally, you hear the door open, looking, seeing me carrying my small suitcase and a briefcase. And I say nothing to you. I just look, putting my suitcase in the closet. And the briefcase I set on the bed. And now the briefcase doesn't have any work-related items. The briefcase, strictly pleasure. You hear the latch open behind you. You dare not turn around. I still haven't spoken to you. I bring the case around and let you look inside. Just a few items of interest. And the length of nylon rope. A ball gag. Several carabiners. I can see you questioning them. Why do I have mountain climbing equipment? But my pet, think for a moment. Your wrist and ankle cuffs. Your neck cuff. All with D-rings attached. And the carabiner is such a wonderful, easy and effective tool for clicking onto those rings. So strong. The shining steel. So easy to release if need be. One last item. A short riding crop. And it's not so much the crop that catches your attention, but the handle. Not a standard handle. No, this one is a cylindrical glass handle. About 6 inches long. Leaving no doubt as to its dual purpose.